Good morning, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with a 7:15 edition to the news. On Friday, the first day of January 2016, Happy New Year, everyone. We are currently at 27 degrees, clear skies overhead. The clouds have finally moved off to the east. They've been hanging around for days and days and days. It looks like sunshine will be in our forecast all the way through midweek next week. The great news is no mention of any rain or any kind of precipitation through midweek next week. I'll have more on the forecast after the news. A missing Heron woman has been added to the National Crime Information Center database as a missing person. According to Heron Police Department, Delia Ann Stacy was reported missing December the 28th at about 5:30 in the evening by her family. Family said they last saw Stacy around 11 o'clock that morning when she left the family home on foot for what they believed was to meet a friend. But later that day, Stacy's family say they received a text message from Stacy's phone number that read, "Help." Police say further contact with her by way of a cell phone was not successful, as has the use of all resources available in determining the location of her phone. Neither Stacy's family nor any known friends know her whereabouts. Stacy's described as 5 feet 6 inches tall, 130 pounds. She's white female with auburn hair and brown eyes. She was last seen wearing a gray shirt and blue jeans. If you have any information about the whereabouts of Delia Ann Stacy, you're asked to call the Heron Police Department or just call your local law enforcement office. And we do have a photograph of Delia Ann Stacy posted on our website at WFIWradio.com. WFIW News Time, 7:17.
Have you been to the Watering Can in Albion lately? Stop by and check out our new gift items. Pillows, candles, jewelry, scarves, lanterns, wreaths, signs, tableware, and linens. Slippers, purses. Phew, you get the picture. Oh, and pictures too. Oh, and picture frames. Just stop by the can in Albion. That will be a lot simpler. Did I mention fresh flowers? I give up. Delivery every day to Albion, West Salem, Fairfield, Mount Carmel, and Grayville. Can't wait to see you at the can.
It's a time of the year to embrace those you hold dear, reflect on the past, and make new memories. At B-Way Design and Decorating, we hope your holidays are filled with the love and joy of family and friends. Also, we want to thank you, our valued customers, for letting us serve you, and we look forward to serving you in the new year. We'll close Christmas Eve and reopen on Monday, December the 28th, and be closed New Year's weekend. From everyone at B-Way Design and Decorating, we wish you a very Merry Christmas season.
Trust Bank can help you go green in ways you may not have thought of. Using a Trust Bank credit card or debit card saves you time and earns you cash back rewards. Using Trust Bank online banking saves you gas. Using Trust Bank e-statements helps you save trees. Contact Trust Bank today to find out how you too can go green and save time, gas, and trees. Go green with Trust Bank, the only bank you'll ever need. Member FDIC.
A Benton man will be in court next week to face a charge of unlawful delivery of alcohol to a minor. The state's attorney has formally charged Michael Lee Wyant, Jr., 22, of Benton. Investigators say Wyant provided alcohol at a large party on October 24th where minors were present. Now, police allege then that 17-year-old Clay Kelly of Macedonia left that party and crashed his car into a house on Bessie Road after running through a stop sign. The crash claimed the life of Isaiah Snowden. Isaiah Snowden was a 17-year-old senior at Hamilton County Senior High School in McLeansboro. He was also a member of the Army National Guard. Wyant is due in court January the 6th. Kelly remains free after posting $20,000 cash bond. Kelly's due in court February the 18th for a pretrial hearing in Franklin County Circuit Court. Here are the latest stages on some area rivers. The Little Wabash River at Carmi was at 33.7 feet at 4:30 this morning. River Carmi's forecast to go to 35.3 feet by Sunday, January 3rd. On the Big Wabash at Mount Carmel, the stage early this morning, 24.18 feet. The river's expected to go to 29.3 by next Wednesday, January the 6th. And on the Skillet Fork River at Wayne City, the river's fallen below the 15-feet flood stage and is now at 13.22 feet, and it continues to fall. A flood emergency has been declared down in Alexander County in deep southern Illinois. Police say they're working together with the Alexander Board, the Sheriff's Department, local EMA, advising residents in low-lying areas behind the Lynn Small Levee that there is an emergency evacuation order in place. Officials are expecting the rising waters to top the levee sometime today. Now, that means residents in the affected area will have only a very short period of time to react. Police are encouraging everyone in those areas to be proactive and take action now and get out. Areas impacted include Fayetteville, Miller City, Willard, Olive Branch, Hodges Park, Unity, Sandusky, and Cache. The Alexander Sheriff's Department has set up extra patrols for the affected area, and the American Red Cross has opened a shelter at the Osage Center across the river in Cape Girardeau. WFIW News Time, 7:21.
Get even more when you redeem your gift certificates now at Carnaby Square. You get more because all winter clothing is now 25 to 50% off at Carnaby Square. Save as much as 50% on sweaters, vests, jackets, cardigans, and so much more. Beautiful boutique brands in sizes up to 3XL. Save on discontinued Brighton jewelry, leather goods, and accessories, too. Please make exchanges by January 16th and shop the winter clothing sale at Carnaby Square in downtown Fairfield. Move your feet and dance to the beat at Tequila Sheila's in Grayville. Tequila Sheila's brings live music to Grayville every Saturday night, and there's never a cover charge. And always ice-cold beer bucket bargains, $10 pizzas, a summer sandwich menu with brats for $3.50 and cheeseburgers for $4, and drink specials. Enjoy Buck 50 Long Neck Mondays, free pool Wednesdays, free jukebox Thursdays and Fridays, 5 video gaming machines, and live music on Saturday nights in the good, clean, fun atmosphere of Tequila Sheila's in Grayville.
Authorities are searching floodwaters for two 18-year-olds from the central Illinois community of Taylorville. Police say the two were last seen Monday, and divers are concentrating their search near flooded areas of Sancris Lake and Pawnee, where the teens' cell phones were last tracked. Christian County Emergency Services Director Mike Cruz says it's going to be difficult to find the kids because the water's just so high and authorities may have to wait for it to recede. Seven people have died in Illinois flooding since last week. And here's a story about five of those seven. Funeral services have been set for five members of a Todd County, Kentucky family that drowned last Saturday when their car ran into a flooded creek east of Patoka. That's up in Marion County. The Todd County Funeral Home in Elkton, Kentucky is in charge of the funerals for Aaron and Adam Shute and their children, Logan, Chad, and Robin. Funeral services for the Shute family will be 11 o'clock tomorrow morning in the Rose Chapel of the Todd County Funeral Home in Elkton, Kentucky, with burial in Stokes Chapel Cemetery at Elkton. Family's car ran into the backwaters of the East Fork of the Kaskaskia River around 7 o'clock last Saturday evening. Before rescuers could secure the car and bring the family to safety, strong currents carried their car downstream, making a rescue effort impossible. Bodies of all five family members were recovered around midnight Saturday by rescue divers. All five confirmed dead by drowning. Visitation will be 2 until 8 tonight at the Todd County Funeral Home in Elkton, Kentucky. Record high water levels are disrupting train traffic in Illinois and Missouri. Union Pacific says one of the Illinois sections of track is from Mount Vernon to Percy. The others from Springfield to Nelson. Two more sections of the Union Pacific track are shut down in Missouri. They are from Jefferson City to St. Louis and St. Louis to DeSoto. The Jeff City to St. Louis closure has disrupted an Amtrak route, forcing passengers to be rerouted on buses. Omaha, Nebraska-based Union Pacific said in a statement that 70 trains in the St. Louis area have been held or rerouted because of high water levels. Crews have been putting rock, ballast, heavy machinery, and generators in several areas near flooded tracks to assist with repairs once the water levels fall. Governor Bruce Rauner has added Clinton and four other counties to the state disaster declaration for widespread flooding. Other counties added are Alexander in deep southern Illinois and Christian, Douglas, and Morgan in central Illinois. The governor declared Calhoun, Jackson, Jersey, Madison, Monroe, Randolph, and St. Clair counties as disaster areas. They did that earlier. The governor came back to Springfield last night. He is expected to spend the next few days in central and southern Illinois viewing flood damage, thanking volunteers, and ensuring the communities have everything they need. A state disaster declaration makes a wide variety of state resources available that can help communities respond and recover from flooding. Such resources include sandbags, sand, pumps, trucks, and other heavy equipment and other assistance to ensure public safety. The State Emergency Operations Center was activated Monday to coordinate the state's flood response. The center will remain open until the threat passes. Meanwhile, severe flooding has forced the closure of three historic sites in southern Illinois. The Illinois Historic Preservation Agency said Wednesday that Fort Deschartes, Fort Kaskaskia, and Pierre Menard Home have all been temporarily shut down because of rising water, making the sites and nearby roads unsafe. All three sites are in Randolph County. An Illinois Department of Corrections official says the agency has increased the number of correctional officers helping drive down overtime costs. Agency spokesman Nicole Wilson said the department has increased staffing by 468 officers after accounting for attrition through resignation, retirements, and dismissals. She said the department hired 1,114 new trainees between the end of December last year and November 30th of this year. The department has reduced overtime payouts by nearly $10 million between November of last year and November of this year. She says boosting staffing and cutting overtime costs have been priorities for the governor. Anders Lindahl, a spokesman for the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, says that even with the increase in staffing, levels are far lower than what is needed. Well, each month, Fairfield Memorial Hospital honors an employee who has exemplified outstanding patient care and customer service. In December, Lisa Cannon was named Employee of the Month and has been employed by Fairfield Memorial since the opening of the new cafeteria back in May. But she's been serving the hospital for 3 years. She works in nutrition services as head cook. Lisa has had a perfect attendance since she began her job upon the opening of the new kitchen. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. Local refineries have not changed their offering. They're still paying $29.50 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. In local and area deaths, 81-year-old Carmi resident Audrey Atterbury died Thursday morning at the hospital in McLeansboro, a lifetime member of the American Legion Auxiliary. She cooked countless dinners and served as Illinois State Department president in 1997. Was also a lifelong member of the Carmi United Methodist Church. Survivors include her husband Bill of Carmi, daughters Vicki and son-in-law Charles Craddock of Norris City, son Todd of Carmi, and a daughter-in-law Kate Davies. Also surviving are grandchildren Sarah Chekrin and husband Christian of Somerville, South Carolina, Amanda Roberts of St. Louis, Daniel Craddock of Norris City, Teelan Atterbury of Evansville, Meg Davies of the United Kingdom, and countless other grandchildren whom she claimed and claimed her. Services for Audrey Atterbury will be 10 o'clock Saturday morning at the Cook Chapel in Carmi. Her remains will be cremated after the service. Visitation will be tonight, 5 until 7, at the Cook Chapel in Carmi. 82-year-old former Dahlgren resident William Bill Lair of Fairfield died Monday evening at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. He was a retired auto body repairman and a U.S. Army veteran of the Korean War. Survivors include two brothers, Larry Lair of St. Charles, Illinois, Ralph Lair of Elgin, two sisters, Ruth Aline Hart of Dahlgren and Geraldine Moore of Dahlgren, a sister-in-law, Aletta Lair of Salem, several nieces and nephews, five children, Ruby Clevenger, Donnie Horn, Paulette Sweat, Pat Lahan, and Betty Dugan, 21 grandchildren, 21 great-grandchildren, and 14 great-great-grandchildren. Services for Bill Lair will be 10 o'clock Saturday morning at St. John's Catholic Church in Dahlgren with a burial in St. John's Cemetery. Visitation 5 until 8 tonight at the Golson Funeral Home in Dahlgren. Funeral services for Charlene Wiley, 86, formerly of Fairfield, will be 2 o'clock Monday afternoon at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield, burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation 1 p.m. Monday till the time of service at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. Funeral services for Larry C. Odom, 69, of Grayville, will be 12 noon Saturday at the Cook Chapel in Grayville with burial and full military honors at Antioch Cemetery at Cowling. Visitation will be 10 o'clock Saturday morning until the time of service at the Cook Chapel in Grayville. The visitation will begin with Masonic rites. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. WFIW News Time, 7:30.
You may wonder, what can one person do to make a difference in our community? Well, you'd be surprised.
Take the Hospital Foundation, for example. They raise much-needed funds
so we all can have the best in healthcare.
And that's a good thing for everyone.
Now maybe you can't change the world without a little help. But all in all, what counts the most is knowing that you tried.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital Foundation provides funds for new equipment, renovations, and special projects that mean improved health care for you and your family. Programs that can only come through the generosity of people like you, not through operating revenue. Call us. We'd be happy to show you the tax advantages, the options for planned giving, and all the good you'll be doing. Fairfield Memorial Hospital Foundation. It all comes back to you.
From the Alex Atwood Country Financial Sports Desk, here's a look at sports for today. College football yesterday, Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl had Houston beating Florida State 38-24. At the Capital One Orange Bowl, Clemson over Oklahoma 37-17. The Goodyear Cotton Bowl, Alabama pounded Michigan State 38-0. College basketball, Tennessee Tech topped Eastern Illinois University 94-84. Jacksonville State over SIUE 72-67. Belmont over Southeast Missouri State, 92-82. It was Villanova beating Xavier, 95-64, and Providence topped Butler, 81-73. In the NBA, Milwaukee over the Indiana Pacers, 120-116. Detroit pounded Minnesota, 115-90. It was Golden State outscoring Houston, 114-110. The Clippers downed New Orleans, 95-89. Oklahoma City downed Phoenix, 110-106, and it was Utah over Portland, 109-96. National Hockey League, Minnesota over the St. Louis Blues, 3-1. It was the Chicago Blackhawks beating Colorado, 4-3 in overtime. Islanders doubled up Buffalo, 2-1. Pittsburgh over Detroit, 5-2. Carolina beat Washington, 4-2. Dallas pounded Nashville, 5-1. Los Angeles over Calgary, 4-1. Anaheim shut out Edmonton, 1-0, and Arizona over Winnipeg, 4-2.
And that is time to check the WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast. Sunshine today, high around 37, clear skies tonight, low 25. Sunny Saturday, high 39, sunny Sunday, 40. Sunny Monday and Tuesday, high of 37, and sunny Wednesday, high of 43. 34 the high yesterday, 25 our low this morning. And at 7:33, under sunny skies out there at the moment, it's 27. For news that's online anytime you're online, go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.